This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. There's growing anticipation about President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. His announcement is expected within the next 2 weeks. White House officials are gleefully telling reporters the president's list includes people who are not often mentioned in the press. So we asked NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg to find some of the names that have received little or no attention.
Okay, without a real vet, let's make our list in alphabetical order of those under 60, understanding that there are yet more names we haven't included. First, Christine Arguello, Mexican-American, a Harvard law grad, the daughter of a railroad worker. She was the first in her family to go to college. A lawyer, professor, and Colorado Chief Deputy Attorney General, she was nominated by President Clinton to a federal appeals court, but too late to win confirmation. Last year, promoted by Democratic Senator Ken Salazar, she was appointed a federal trial judge by President Bush. Ruben Castillo, also Mexican-American, a federal trial judge with 15 years' experience. Fun fact, Mr. Obama argued before him as a young lawyer. Nora Diemleitner, dean of Hofstra Law School and a sentencing expert. A former clerk to Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, she testified as a Democrat in support of his nomination. Temple Law School Dean Joanne Epps, African-American. She's won plaudits as a scholar after serving many years as a prosecutor in the state and federal courts. A major sports fan, she's Temple's faculty representative to the NCAA. Louisiana Supreme Court Justice Burnett Johnson, African-American, is, like the president, a former community organizer who teaches law part-time. Johnny Rawlinson, African-American, a Clinton-appointed judge on the federal appeals court for the Far West. Previously, she served as the chief deputy DA in Las Vegas and as a federal trial judge. North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Patricia Timmons Goodson, African-American, a former district attorney and legal services lawyer with more than 2 decades of experience as a state trial and appellate judge. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.